Hi, hello again. Welcome back to the Libertarian Republican Podcast. I'm Chris. This is episode 77. Double seven. I'm feeling a little down today because I'm really, I have up days and down days, but definitely feeling a little down today because it really feels like everything is a scam. Everything is a scam. You know, Frederick Bastiat said it best in 1849, I think it was. He said, "Government is the great fiction by which everyone seeks to live at the expense of everyone else." You know, government itself is a scam. It's a scam. And it's become so much more so. I mean, that today's America seems like this has never been more true. That everybody wants free stuff. You know, it's like, if everybody is living off of the government, then who's left to pay the taxes? I mentioned that in a previous episode, a year ago, whatever. And it's true, you know, if everybody gets free food, well, where does the food come from? Who supplies this free food? If it's free for everybody, somebody has to actually grow the food. And you know, it's the same with everything. You can't have free stuff. You can't have an entire society dedicated to getting free stuff. And it seems like we've got so many people, you know, now we're talking about college loans. So basically, if you worked hard, saved your money, chose carefully which college you wanted to go to, and worked two jobs and paid your own bills, well, you're a sucker. It was because it's a scam. I mean, now they're just going to give people free money for college and just forgive the loans. So all that work you did, yeah, that was a waste of time. You know, I mean, everything. It's the war in Afghanistan. We were told, well, we have to fight them over there in order to fight them over here. Now, I supported the war in Afghanistan at the beginning to go get the people who supported and sheltered the people who attacked us on 9/11. I supported that. But after a few years, after 2, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, I mean, we were told that we have to fight them over there or else we'll be fighting them over here. Well, it took 20 years for the American people to figure out that that was a scam. It was a scam to enrich the defense contractors. Same as NATO. Look at NATO. NATO is a scam. It's just a scam for the European countries to outsource their national defense to you and me, the American taxpayer. It's a scam. Instead of Germans spending German money, German taxpayer money, and buying German arms and equipment to defend Germany, American taxpayers spend American taxpayer money and enrich American defense contractors to defend Germany. So, so the Germans can spend their money on other stuff. It's a scam. I mean, look at inflation. You know, we were told that it's going to be transitory. Janet Yellen, the head of the Fed, told us, no, this is going to be it's not going to be a problem. And then she said, well, it's going to be transitory. Now she's admitting that she was wrong. She admits that she was wrong. You know, this is a woman who got a PhD in economics at Yale. She was a professor at Harvard. She was on the Council of Economic Advisors to presidents. She was the chair, she was on the board of governors of the Fed. She was the chair of the Federal Reserve. Now she's the treasury of the secretary of the treasury. And she was wrong. She has no idea what she's doing because it's a scam. Harvard is a scam. Yale is a scam. The Fed is a scam. Look at the dollar, the American dollar. You know, you go to work, you and I, we go to work. We get paid in dollars. We work. And we get paid in dollars, but people at the Fed, at the government, they can just type into a keyboard and create dollars. You know, if you counterfeited money if you counterfeited $1 bills in your basement, you would get arrested and thrown in prison for the rest of your life. by the government. But the government can do it, can counterfeit trillion dollar bills all they want with impunity, because it's a scam. You know, look at Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter was supposed to be to help black people and to help to fight against police brutality. Well, it was, all they did was take the money and buy mansions with it. They haven't done anything to help black people because it was a scam. I mean, it's I've got a list of scams on my phone here that notes that I need to refer to, because it's, look at the vaccines. Now, you know, I'm not one of those anti-vaxxer. I'm not one of those people who thinks the vaccines are a death shot. But clearly, they don't stop the spread. All they do is reduce your symptoms and reduce your risk. But if you had no risk, if you're young and healthy, you have no risk, really. There's no risk. Young and healthy people aren't dying from COVID. They never did. That was a scam. That was yet another scam. You know, the vaccines, this push to the, everybody needs to get vaccinated, it was a scam. I just look at the Sussman trial. You know, here's a guy, he clearly lied, clearly, provably lied to the FBI and said, I'm presenting you with this important information that Trump is colluding with Russia, and I'm not working for anybody. He specifically said, I'm not working for anybody, but it's proven that he was working for the Hillary Clinton campaign. But he got off. Yeah, because our entire judicial system is a scam. If you're not politically connected, if you're not one of the people that the system likes, if you're not a Democrat, basically, you'll get no justice. In fact, you'll get injustice. You'll get targeted. You'll get persecuted. Look at the January 6th, you know, the inequality of the treatment of the Black Lives Matter protesters, burning down cities, causing billions of dollars of damage. And then you got the January 6th protesters who really didn't do much damage at all, and didn't kill anybody. Remember, they did not kill anybody. And it lasted a couple hours. Those people are rotting in prison probably for the rest of their lives. Rotting in solitary confinement, you know, literally in a gulag. And because justice, the justice system is a scam. You know, you will get nothing. Look at Obamacare. They are going to help people get afford health insurance, and they reduce your premiums, but the deductibles are insane, like $10,000. So sure, your premiums are lower, but you have to spend your own money anyway, up to like a $10,000 deductible. You can't afford it anyway. The whole thing is a scam, and it's designed, in my opinion, it was designed to fail so that you would clamor for government to do something and make it all free, to just control it all and make it all free. Going right back to Bastiat's Great Fiction, you know, they want you to beg the government. They don't want you to be independent. They want you to be dependent on government. And if we're all dependent on government, like I said, there's nobody left to actually do the work and pay the taxes, you know. Look at the border. If there's a better example of a scam, there is no border. If you came to this country legally and waited and did all the paperwork, you are a sucker, because it's a scam. It's the Democrat Party. They don't care about the border. They don't care about enforce. In fact, they don't want to enforce the border. They want to bring in, like I've said, they want to bring in as many poor people from the third world as they possibly can to build up their army of poor, oppressed, the proletarian army, so that they can have their communist revolution and just steal everything from every American who's ever ever owned anything, if you own anything, if you own a business or a house or land or savings, if you own anything, they will build up their proletarian army to the point where they're just going to steal it all. And if you resist, they're going to murder you. That's why they want your guns too. Gun control. Well, that's a scam. They just want your guns so that they can complete, so that you can't fight back. You can't defend your property. That's what this is all about. They don't want you to be able to defend your property when they come to steal it, which they will, because that's what communists always do, and the Democrats are communists, and this is a communist revolution. So, the media. Okay. Maybe the biggest scam of all, the media. I mean, the biggest scam of all is obviously government. But the media, wow, what a scam, right? There's nobody left in the media who's an actual journalist, actually interested who actually has integrity and interested in providing you with truth, getting to the truth. You know, they don't care about you. They don't care about your rights. They don't want you to have any rights. They don't want you to defend your rights. They don't want you to know your rights. They want to empower the ruling class, because they see themselves, the people in the media see themselves as part of that ruling class. They know they're going to be great. They're going to be fine. They'll still be on television telling you what to think. The ruling class needs them. They're important, you know? So look, I think that's enough scams. I can go on forever. But what do we have to do? What can we do? You know, we have to fundamentally change America so that it's not a scam. We have to work to reverse this and elect politicians who understand that their job is to protect and defend our rights and our liberties, and we can't. We have to raise our children to realize that that everybody has rights, basic rights, everybody. And you can't just violate somebody's rights because you don't like them or because you don't. Because you think they're oppressing you. You can't just say, you're oppressing me. You have to point to specific, you know, assault, rape, murder, theft, destruction of property, defrauding, false imprisonment, being enslaved. That is oppression, okay? If none of those things are happening to you, then you're not being oppressed. And you need to just shut the hell up and go to work and produce, you know, produce some goods or services that your fellow man will voluntarily exchange with you for. I mean, that's what we have to do. That's what we have to change America back into, a country based on natural rights. Nobody owes you anything. Nobody owes anybody anything. You will get nothing for free. If you want something, you got to work for it. And other people who are working, you need to leave them alone. Don't tell them they owe you something. You know, Thomas Sowell has a great quote about how Democrats think that, you know, please explain to me why you think a portion of what I earn is owed to you. You know, you deserve a portion of what I earn. You know, explain that. I mean, I can't remember the exact quote, but it's a good one. But you know, it's easy to get depressed, and so I'm having a depressed day. But we can turn this thing around. It's going to take a long time. It's going to take years, maybe decades, and maybe America won't be intact when this is all over. Maybe we will split up into multiple states, multiple countries, and maybe that's a good thing. Maybe we need to split up, because the Democrats are, I don't want to live in a country, I don't want to live in the same country as Democrats. I really don't. They're terrible people who don't want me to be free, They don't want you to be free. They don't want them. They don't even want themselves to be free. They want a government to tell them what to do and boss them around, order them around. They love the idea of somebody just telling them what to do all day long. They have no respect for themselves. They have no real belief in themselves. They hate themselves. They hate each other. They hate you. They hate their fellow man. They don't trust anybody. They're really just awful people. And maybe the solution is, you know, yeah, maybe we can change some of their minds. But maybe the solution is to just start our own country. Just break apart and have our own countries and let them have their countries. That's fine. If they want to live that way, if they want to live in essentially a dictatorship, a monarchy. I mean, basically, Democrats are monarchists. They believe in a monarchy. They believe that Joe Biden should have all the power and tell us all what to do and have all the guns. And you know, Joe Biden and his small group of advisors, they're experts. They should tell us all what to do. They should have all the power. Now, of course, you and I know that that's a scam. It's a scam because they don't know what they're doing. They're idiots. And I've talked about this before, about the knowledge problem. They can't possibly know what is best for you and me, for 300 million people, 330 million people. They can't possibly run our lives efficiently and effectively. It can't be done. And like I've mentioned before, a long time ago, Ludwig von Mises' book, Economic Calculations in the Socialist Commonwealth. It lays it out pretty, it's short, it's a short book. And it really lays it out how you need a free market to tell you, to give you all the signals that everybody needs in order to allocate resources effectively and efficiently. But Democrats don't care about any of that stuff. They want one guy or one group, small group of people to tell us all what to do, to control everything, to run everything. And you know, we know that's a scam. Just, you know, everything's a scam. Maybe the biggest scam of all is the Democrat Party. So, but that's it. I don't know. It's kind of a rambling episode, but some of my thoughts. All right. Well, I hope hope you like this podcast, and I will see you on the next one, on episode 70. So this was 77. The next one will be number 78. All right. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.